On a piece, we're still on the Hey Amud base, the big Amud. It says, we had the Gemara over there, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia, Habu Shakli Vazli Boarcha. It says, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia were going together on the way. Kimatu Lahu Masa, they got to this place, so Amri, they said to the people of the city, Ika Tzurba Mi Rabbanan Acha, Zerah Talmi Chacham here, we'd like to go visit him. Nezu Venak Bilape, we'd like to go to the Talmi Chacham. So Amri, Ika Tzurba Nan Hacha, Miori Nainhu. There is, and he's blind. Amarlei, Rabbi Chia, the Rabbi, so then Rabbi Chia turned to Rabbi, he says, you know what, Tivat, you sit here, you don't go. Lo tzalzel b'nisi yusecha, ezel anevak b'lapi. It shouldn't be mezalzel in your nisiyas to go, you know, to visit it. I'll go myself. But then Rabbi said no, and he went with him, etc. So the Ben Yada brings in the name of Rabbi Yonasan Ibishis. And Yerushalayim, he asks, he says, we see from here that when things started, when they got to the city, their Rebbe and Rebbe Chia, they're both interested in going, right? They said, let us go and visit somebody, you know, they were prepared to go. And they didn't say right at the beginning, no, shouldn't be Mezalzel and you're Nisias, you know, you're the Nasi. I'll go myself. No, they're both going to go. What changed? When they found out that this guy was blind. He said he's blind, and then blind. He says, "Okay, Rebbe, you stay here. I'll go myself. You know, one of Mezalzel. What's a zilzul to visit a blind person? I mean, what? All of a sudden, it became a zilzul to visit. And I'm a chacham, fine. But he's blind. No, you stay here. I'll go myself. Well, what's shot? So he says this very practically. That the first they figured it's not a zilzul. Why? Because when we'll go visit a Talmud Chacham, not this one, but a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham will give you tremendous kavod. You know, so don't be a zilzul in your kavod. You know, you'll come towards the house and, you know, he'll say, oh, here's the Rebbe's coming, the Nazi's coming, and he'll get up and he'll run out to greet you and he'll welcome into your home and he'll bow down to you and serve you and that, treat you with a lot of respect. So that it won't be a zilzul. He says, however, when they found out that this guy is blind, So Rabbi Chia figured, well, he's not going to, you know, get up and go out and this and bring into the house and the shamashu and everything because he's blind. So he can't function like that. So Mele, he says, Lahachi chash lezilzul nesius mipnei haroin. Right? That it's not necessarily zilzul, but it doesn't look good because people don't know necessarily he's blind or whatever. And the nesius guy is sitting there and, you know, not doing anything, and you're going to come in and it's going to be a zilzul. So that's why he said when they found out he was blind, practically he said it's not a good idea because of that. He brings in the name of his son again, Rabbi Yaakov, a little different, and he says that the to go visiting some is a shtickle zilzul for a Nazi to visit somebody, unless that person is he's returning a favor. And that lesser of a person visited him, so to visit him in return, to return the favor, so that's fine. That's not a zilzul. Therefore, they figured, okay, we'll go visit a Talmud Chacham, because people won't look bad, won't be a zilzul in the tzias, because people will think you're returning a favor, that he probably went and visited you. However, when they heard the guy was blind, they said no, because now it doesn't, people are going to not think that way, because they won't, I'm sure in those days it wasn't as today, when blind people are getting around, you know, with their seeing eye dogs and all these things, but then some of them are pretty much locked in their house. So people are going to say, you know, hey, he obviously, you know, didn't go visit Rebbe, that Rebbe's coming to visit him, and therefore people are going to think Stam is visiting somebody, and that could be a lower, less than him, and that could be a zoom. Okay. Next, we have the Gemara with Reb Edi. Abuah de Rebbe Yaakov Bar Edi. And have a ragil to have a azel tolasa yarche beorcha v'chad yoma v'bei rav. That he used to go and travel, seemingly, 3 months to the Beit Medrash v'chad yoma v'bei rav. And then he would spend one day there, and then he would come back to this house. The Rashi says, mehalech shlosha chadashim hayami beitol le Beit Medrash. 3 months to get to the Beit Medrash, v'noseya mi beito achar Pesach, and this he did after Pesach. He spent Pesach at home, traveled 3 months to the Beis Medrash, lomed yom echad, v'chozer lebeito, and then one day come back to his house, he has to be back for Sukkot. Right, at least l'samech es ishto v'chag ha-Sukkot. Okay, so and then he was called the Barbe Rav the Chad Yoma. Right, that he was for one day, right, one day in the Beis Medrash. So Ben Ishchai says on this, Midive Rashi Zalmire the Haisa Iro Rachokas Shlosha Chadashim, as we said, the Davar Zeh Rachok Meod Mikamatam. I don't know if he's making a pun on purpose. But he said, this thing is rachok me'od mikama tamim. He doesn't like Rashi's truck. He goes, that's a little bit far-fetched. You know, he traveled 3 months to spend one day in a Beis Medrash, 3 months home. Sounds a little bit. But, okay, he says, davar rachok me'od. So he therefore, he gives it more of a practical explanation, again, of what was going on. He traveled dafka all the way. But he said that this guy was a businessman. And Baal Malacha, let's say, you know, he said that he lived in an area, he's a bear, let's say, 20, 30 days from the Beis Medrash, okay, not like 3 months away, okay, just like about 30 days away. So he, in his Malacha, he was living in areas, let's say, with his, like, small yeshuvim, right? So he can't make a business where he lives, because there's not enough, family to support him. And around him were the other small yeshuvim. And he couldn't, therefore, be by any one of them for any length of time because it's not enough business. So what he used to do is, he used to like being like a traveling salesman or whatever, and he used to spend like a month in each little yeshuv. And people knew, he used to come, let's say, once a year, spend a month there, and everybody knew, okay, they had their shoes to fix or whatever, so they would put it aside for that 1 month when he would come, and then he would do all the work in that 1 month, and then move on. So therefore, what would happen was, he'd leave his house, say, after Pesach, whatever, he'd go to travel a week or so, go to one yeshuv, stay there a month, do all the work, take care of the business there, go to another yeshuv, spend there a month, etc. And then these yeshuvim were between his house and the Beis Medrash, which was like about a month away, and they were all in between. So he'd go from this place to that place, and then he'd go to a day in the Beis Medrash, and then work his way back home. Another month here, another month here, and then get back home. So the sivuv was half a year between Chag L'Chag, between Pesach and Sukkot. But it wasn't just going there one day, coming back, travel. No, it's only about a month travel, but he would spend a month here, a month. His main, goal was to Parnassa, travel to these different places, then spend that one day in the Beis Medrash, travel back home, month here, on the way home again, come back here, back to the Shetzon for the next time. So it wasn't, directly for that purpose. Okay. Later. Okay, so now we move on to skip a few pages to test some advice. Okay, so you have the Gemara. Amarle Barhei Hele Hillel. My Dixi Vishavti Maris and Ben Tzadik LaRasha. The difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, ben oved elokim lasher lo avado, someone who serves Hashem and one who doesn't serve. So hainu tzaddik, hainu oved elokim, it's the same thing. What's the difference between a tzaddik and oved elokim? They're both tzaddik and also oved elokim. So hainu rasha, hainu lo avado, they're also the same. So Amar Lehillel, he said avado v'lo avado, tavayu tzaddiki gemirinu, they're both the same. But ain't dome shown a pirkum mea pamim shown a pirkum mea vechad. They're both the same, but you can't compare somebody who is goes over his learning 100 times with somebody who goes over his learning 101 times. And then Amar Le, then Barhehe said back to Hillel, he said mishum chad zimna karile lo avado. So then he said to him, what? An oven and a low avado. Avado is somebody who serves Hashem is 100 times. Is 101 times. Who doesn't serve is 101. What? Just because he's one time, he's already low? It's such a vast difference. So he says, yeah, in say ulamad mishuk shel chamarim, go to the shuk where they rent out their donkeys, you know, to bring schor or whatever. And asara parsi vizuz, if you want to rent it out, it costs one zuz you have to pay if you're traveling 10 parses. But chalasar parsa, then already it's the tray zuz. So, you know, for 10 parses, it's one zuz. For one extra parse, another whole zuz. So you see, there's a big difference. Sometimes one little thing can make a big difference. Like we explained at the time that in order to for it's if walking normally, it can do 10 parses. That's if it just walks normally. Already, if you want to go that extra you know parsa, it's going to have to work extra hard because it's not going to just walk normally. That has to run. You know, it has to go faster. Since it has to go faster, so it's going to cost more money. Okay, that was the Gemara. So. Says there's a saw here in the back here. There's a number of cute remazim that we find with this meyav and meyav echad. So one rem is we mentioned at the time when we were learning it that the he also brings in the name of the shlaka. That's right. That he says the main oved elokim laasher lo avado. So if you take the first letters of oved elokim laasher. That is gematria 101. That's an Elohim. And lo avado, the Rashi Teva is lamed ayin is 100. So the difference between lo avado and avado, the Rashi Teva is 101 and 100. One rem is. Another rem is the pasuk says in Hoses Reed brings this down. The pasuk says in Eov v'chachma me ayin timase. Right, the wisdom chachma me'ayin timase. Where is it found? But the gematria of me'ayin mem aleph yud nun is 101. So you could read it chachma me'ayin from 101 timase. That's where it's found. It's found somebody who learns it 101 times, not just 100. And he brings from Sefer Rov Dagan, the name of the Arizal, that the gematria of Michal is the Tzara Torah. If one learns something 101 times, he has like a promise it won't be forgotten. Muftach lo yishkach talmudo. And he brings the name of the Mefarshim, he says, that another key remez, that the Gemara says in Psachim, Ashrei mi shebalakan v'talmudo v'yado. Right? Famous Chazal. And the Gematria of lekan, lamed kaf aleph nun, is also 101. And therefore, Ashrei mi sheba. Happy is the one who comes, Lakan, with 101 times, then Talmud over Yado. Then he'll Talmud over Yado, because he went over 101 times, so he's not going to forget his learning, so it'll be Talmud over Yado. Another rem is, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, right? Guess what Lanu is in Gematria? Very good. 101. So Torah Tziva, 101, if you learn 101, then Lanu. Then it's yours. The Torah is yours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Siva's under one. The Torah, Siva, if you had Siva the 101, if you learn Torah 101, then Lanu, then it'll be your eye.
If you're in the Ashish Bunan, you could make Lanu 101. Big deal.
Okay, and then the... Then, what do you have against calling? Then Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar is a famous remez in this, that if you take the gematria of Shachach, which is 328, and the gematria of Zachar, to remember, which is 227, so if you take the difference between Shachach and Zachar is 101. So in other words, you want to remember, not forget. You have to remember this. Okay, it's different 101. Okay, and then he brings from another idea. But he says, Nira Levi Siyata Deshmaya Lirmoz Derech Chos VeHalatza. Right, sometimes he says things that are derech chos, and sometimes halatza. This is both. This is chos v'halatza. And the pasuk says in, we said in Vayechi, Yisachar Chamor Garem. Okay? And so he's, I'll think, Remed, that Yisachar, as we know, he represents the Al Torah, right? Someone who's steeped in learning. So what was Garem Yisachar, right? Yisachar Chamor Garem. What was Garem him to be the big Talmud Chacham? The Chamor. Right? The Yisachar Chamor Garam. That the Chamor was Gorem. So what's Chat? The Chamor was Gorem. So as we saw here in the Gemara, that the go out and check the Shukah Chamorim, right? We said, how can it be a difference, you know, Ved and Lo Ved? Is one more time? He says, yeah, go check where they sell the, or rent out the donkey, right? That for 10 parts, it's one zoos. When one just one more part, you have to pay another whole zoos. And that's, and you see that the difference between is one extra time. And therefore, that the chamarim, that the shukha chamarim, the donkeys, he says that's what caused Yisachar to be Yisachar. Yisachar chamor garam. The shukha chamarim, that's what caused them to be, who he was. Sorry? The Ben Yada. Okay. One more thing for today. Says, we had the Gemara inside. Amar le Eliyahu, he said le Barhehe. The Yanavi said to Barhehe. The Amri le Samsi le Rabbi Elazar. My Dixi, what does it mean when it says, Hine Trafticha velo v'chesef? I purified you, refined you from the, you know, impurities, velo v'chesef, not the way you purify kesef, which was with fire. But rather, b'charticha b'chur oni. But rather, I purified you with oni. So, melameh shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol midos tovos liten l'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch was going and checking through all the good midos to give the Israel. V'lo matzah ela anius. And this Hashem found the best mida to give Israel is anius, is the poverty. So, he asks the question, brings from the Iyun Yaakov, asks this question, that it says in Baba Basra, it's seemingly not that way. It says the opposite. It says, Kashi Anius V'soch Beiso Shel Adam Yoter Mi-Chamishi Makos. You see, it's the worst thing is Anius. It's worse than 50 Makos. Right? Anius. So what's going on? Is it here we're told it's the best Mida, it's a wonderful, you know, the best thing for Israel is Anius. And then the Gemara in Baba Basra says it's the worst thing. The worst is Kashi then 50 Makos. He brings a couple of answers himself, Ben Yada. He says one answer could be there's a difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. In other words, the best thing for a Yid is Aniyus. Why? Because it's terrible Yisurin, and it might be bad in this world, you know, Kasha in this world, but it's wonderful for him for Olam Haba. Because once he went through all the Yisurin in this world, he gets a tremendous Olam Haba for the suffering. Right, of Bishpil Olam Haba he tova Shabana said lo kaparas avonos yoter mikol yisuri. Right, as it's more than all yisurin, anius is the best kaparas avonot. So it's great for his Olam Haba. And another thing he says, it's also a good vodhi mita tova mitzad kiyuma olam asher kayam al gemilas chasadim. He said one of the things the world is kayam is as Pirkei Avos ala Torah avoda ve gemilas chasadim. So the whole world is survives on Gemilas Chasadim. So he said there's not going to be poor people around, there's not going to be too much chance for Gemilas Chasadim. So it's not only for each person's Olam Haba it's good, but just for the Kiyum of the world it's good, okay, as far as that goes, because it's poor people. But, of course, each individual, it's Kasha, like Chamishi Matmas, right? It's very difficult for each individual to suffer in this world. He's going to get good Olam Haba for it. But it's difficult for him in this world. Therefore, it's not a sphera. Or, he says, inami, you could say that it is talking about different levels of anius. There's, you know, there's anius and there's anius. Okay, that when it says that Hashem found the best thing is anius, we're talking about, he might be poor, but he's not like, doesn't have anything to eat. Okay, he has bread and water, whatever, he lives very, you know, minimally. But that's very good, you know, because it humbles a person, whatever, and it's very positive. But that's if you can get by. But the Gemara Baba Basra was talking about Anius Besoch Beiso, which is like very serious aniyus, which is a person doesn't have what to eat. So that's worse than chamishim. So there's a different level of stuff.